And now, James Gravel.
In two previous presentations, we discussed biblical teaching on the numerous varieties of God's will. Some aspects of the Lord's will are admittedly more complicated than others, especially when it comes to dealing with issues such as human suffering, disease, death, objective moral evil, and so on. But when it comes to God's general will for all human beings, there is nothing at all complicated about that subject. God's Word states clearly that, in His divine will, God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but desires that the wicked should turn from his evil way and live. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. Furthermore, the Scriptures make it clear that it is God's will that everyone be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. But how does a person do that? Here, from the Scriptures, is the answer. First, we must be willing to hear what God has to say. Romans 10, verse 17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Obviously, we cannot obey God's will if we do not know God's will. Secondly, in order to carry out God's will for our lives, the Bible makes it clear that we must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 informs us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Third, we must also repent of our sins, which means that we must be genuinely sorry for the sins we have committed in the past, and that we must strive not to sin again in the future. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Unless you repent, you will all perish." Fourth, we must be willing to confess Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God. In Romans 10:10, Paul wrote, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then fifth, we must be baptized in water for the remission of our sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter told the Jews, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Are you a Christian? If not, we urge you to obey the will of God by becoming one so you can go to heaven.